Behind this door is the Video Zone, a place between our world and the video dimension. Waiting to challenge you for control of the Video Zone is one of the game wizards. Is it Murloc, Scorcia, or Mongo? These two teams will compete for the right to enter the Video Zone and face that game wizard's challenge. Who will it be? Find out today on Nick Arcade! Here's your host, a guy who can't figure out how to make 12 stop blinking on his VCR, Phil Moore!
Hey, thank you, Andrea, and welcome to Nickelodeon Arcade, where your video savvy and video game skills are put to the ultimate test. I'm here today with Tavis of the yellow team, Megan of the red team, who are about to play our face-off game, Brainstorm. Now, in this game, you have to protect your cerebral neurons from these incoming nerve impulses. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores. The team with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will then get control of Mikey, our video adventurer, and 25 points, and we'll start today's round one. All right, gang, are you ready? Grab your controllers. Go! All right, looks like the red team is taking off with a pretty good lead right here at the top. All right, now the yellow team is on the board. Tavis is starting to make his move. But Megan seems to be hanging on to that lead she has. We're getting down to the wire. Time is almost done. Looks like we're going to have the winner, and it is Megan of the yellow team. All right, great job. Head back over there. Let's get going. All right, hey, great job, Megan. Let's meet everybody who's going to be playing today, starting off with the red team, Megan and Chris. How you doing?
Hi.
Now, Megan, I understand that you like acting and singing.
Yeah.
All right, now, have you done anything that I may recognize you from?
Not yet.
Not yet, but you're still hoping. Well, hey, good luck to you. Chris, I understand that you play baseball.
Yes.
Do you play on a league or at school, or is it a league outside?
I play on a league.
At school, or is it
outside?
Outside. Well, hey, good luck to you today.
You.
And your opponents are Tavis and Michelle of the yellow team. Now, Tavis, I understand that you are like on the wrestling team. Pump you up. What is like one of your favorite counter moves?
Switch.
Switch. All right. Well, hey, I hope you switch and get the lead and win this one. Michelle is your partner. I understand that you like modeling. Modeling. Now, is it print work or runway stuff? What type of modeling?
Runway.
Runway. Well, hey, good luck to both of you. Everybody, wish them all luck. All right, now, we all know how to play. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around our screen in any direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four Ps: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Now, watch out, our enemies out there, and if you run into them, you'll lose control of Mikey to the other team. All questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the most points at the end of the two rounds will then go inside of a video game for a chance to meet our game wizard. All right, we're all set. Hey, Andrea, where's Mikey headed today?
Well, Phil, not long ago, Mikey discovered a time portal in his neighborhood. Well, hang on, because he's about to step through and do a little exploring. In round one, Mikey's checking out his neighborhood in prehistoric times. But look out, because Game Over, the town bully, has followed Mikey into the past, and you know how he likes to play practical jokes. Getting past the goal here is worth 50 points. Back to you, Phil.
Hey, thanks, Andrea. Okay, hey, red team. You won the face-off, you've got the 25 points, and you also have control of Mikey. Which way do you want to move him?
To the right.
Okay, Mikey's going to the right. Pop quiz! All right, hey, in the pop quiz, I get to ask you a question. The correct answer will get you 25 points and control of Mikey. Now, today's categories are Age of Aquarius, Chip Off the Old Block, Right on the Money, and Past Tense. Red team, what category would you like?
Chip off the old block.
All right, chip off the old block. These are questions about the Stone Age. Okay, yellow team, listen up, because if you buzz in, you could steal control of Mikey and get the points. All right, which term refers to one of the periods during the Stone Age? Neolithic, Prophyllitic, and Monolithic? All right, time. The correct answer was Neolithic. Neolithic. All right, same category, new question. Name the town where the Flintstones live. Red team.
Bedrock.
Ah, I knew they'd get one. Bedrock is right. 25 points added to your score. You're still in control. Where do you want Mikey to move?
Down.
Mikey's going down under. All right, you get a 25-point bonus. All right. One of our bonus squares, we just add those points to your score. Bam, 75. You still have control. Which way now?
Right.
Mikey's going to the right. Oh, he can't go to the right. Okay, I'm looking here, and Mikey's, like, at the goal line, so I guess he can either go down or to the left.
Down.
Okay, down.
Right there,
boo-hiss, boo-hiss. Bam, pie in the face. I'm sorry, you reached game over our bully. That means you lose control of Mikey. Your points stay the same, but control is now in the hands of the yellow team. Where do you want Mikey to go?
Left.
Mikey's going to the left. Pop quiz. Back to pop quiz. All right. Remember, each question is worth 25 points. Once again, the remaining categories are age of Aquarius, right on the money, and past tense. Yellow team?
Past tense.
Past tense. Past tense. These are questions about movies that take place in the past. Okay? The question is, what movie begins with the words appearing on the screen a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away?
Space
Yellow
Track?
Team. Pardon me?
Space Track.
Space Track? No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Red team, do you know?
Star Trek?
Star Trek? Ooh, no. Oh, both of you so close. It's Star Wars. Luke.
Ah, feel the force.
Okay, nobody got that right, so here's another question. Marty McFly and Doc Brown spend which Back to the Future sequel in the American Wild West? Yellow team.
Back to the Future 3.
Back to the Future 3 is it. All right. And yellow team is on the board with 25. They've got control. Which way for Mikey now?
Left.
Mikey's taking a step to the left. All right, video challenge. Hey, yellow team, come over to the video challenge area. Cheryl, come right here beside me. All right, here we go. Now, gang, here we are at the video challenge. We can add points to your score and keep control of Mikey. Now, who's going to be playing for us? All right, you're going to be playing. Hang on to this for me, Michelle. Now, Tavish, the games you have to choose from today are Dino Land, Battletoads, Chuck Rock, Alpha Mission 2, and Joe and Mac. Which one do you want to play?
Joe and Mac.
Joe and Mac. Let's cruise down to Joe and Mac. Come on with us, Michelle. Go with the flow. Scoobop, shoobop, bop, scoobop, shoobop, scoobop. All right, hang around here. All right, now here's the deal. You have to beat the Game Wizard's best score in this. And today, for Joe and Mac, the Game Wizard's best challenge is 800 points. So you have to meet or beat 800 points in 30 seconds to beat the wizard. Now, here's what I want you to do, Michelle. You have 25 points. Of those 25, I want you to write down how many you're willing to wager on this guy beating the wizard's challenge. Write it down. You have 3 seconds. Don't show us. Okay, pencils down. All right. Now, turn around. 30 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Play. Hit the head. Gotta beat 800 points. We're halfway there already. Looks like there's plenty of time left. 600, where looks like you want to make that hurdle. It looks like he's doing very well. Plenty of time left. 800. There we are. You did it. You can hold up right now. All right, Tavis. Great job, man. Great job. Let's see what Michelle wagered. 10 points. All right. You've got 10 more points. Pop back over there. We're going to play more arcade. Great job. All right. Hey, yellow team, wager 10 points. Bam, you got it. Your score goes up to 35 points, and you still have control. Someone's at my door. No, that means we are almost out of time. So what we're going to do is move Mikey straight to the goal line. And we're going to do what we call our sudden death question. Now, right now, with Mikey's at the goal line, this question is for the 50 big points and the goal of round one. I'm going to ask you a question. Both teams buzz in. The team that answers it correctly, pow, then you will have the goal for round one. The question is, the Stone Age ended when humans learned to mix tin and copper to make metal that began what age? Is it A, the Bronze Age? Yes, yellow team.
Bronze Age.
Bronze Age is it. You got it. Right. All right, hey, let's take a look right now just to see the path that they were taking and reveal all the other prizes that were on the board today. Pow, there they are. That's the path that they were going. And everything else is just reveal everything and show them where all the other prizes and stuff was. All right, hey, listen, the up to 85 points now, 75 for the red team. Hey, listen, gang, it's a close game in round two. All the points are doubled. I'm excited. They're excited. Mikey's doing the stands. We'll see you back with more. Nick Arcane. We're back to Nick Arcade. Joining me now is Michelle of the yellow team and Chris of the red team, and they're about to face off in Brainstorm. Now remember, in this game, you use your paddles to control your cerebral membranes for being bombarded by these nerve impulses. Each time your side gets hit, your opponent scores. The team with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round two. All right, hands on your controllers. Ready, set, go. Hey, both of these teams seem to be pretty much evenly matched. Plenty of time left. Looks like red team is beginning to pull out a little bit here. And once again, that timeline right in the center indicates we're getting down to the wire now. If I had to make a call, I think I would say what it says, it's the red team that pulled it off. Great job, red team. Back over there. Hey, Chris, great job at playing. Hey, Andrea, tell us where Mikey's headed this time.
Okay, teams, what will Mikey do when that unpredictable time portal hurls him into his neighborhood in the distant future? You can find out in round two, but keep a lookout because Game Over is still right behind him. Guide Mikey past the goal so that he can get back home again and you'll get 100 points. Phil?
Thank you, Andrea. Now listen, hey, remember, out there are the four P's. Points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. The video challenge is out there. The game enemy is out there, so be careful of him. And in round two, all questions are worth 50 points. Now, the team with the most points at the end of this round will then go inside our video game to face today's game wizard. All right, now, we're taking a look. The red team won the face-off. They have 125. Where do you want Mikey to go?
Down.
Mikey's going down. All right, video repairman. All right, now here's the scoop on this. Right now, you're getting ready to sit back to watch your favorite video, and bam, the cable goes out. What we want you to do is get your hands on your buzzers, and as soon as you can identify the artist in the haze and mist that's up there, buzz in. The correct answer will get you 50 points. Let's roll it. Red team.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Let's take a look and see if it is. And I believe so. Yeah, the glove wonder it is Michael Jackson. Yeah. Right. You have 50 points. You still have control. Which way from the micster?
Right.
Mikey's going to the right. Video challenge. Red team. Cruise over to the video challenge area. Chris, all right. Now, you know the scoop, the video challenge. You get more points. Keep control of Mikey. Who's going to be playing for your team?
I am.
You are? Okay, Megan, you hang on to the board. The games you have to choose from now are Dino Land, Battletoads, Chuck Rock, and Alpha Mission 2. Of those four, which one do you like to play?
Alpha Mission 2.
Alpha Mission. Let's cruise over to the Alpha Mission 2 game. Come on, Megan. Scoop up, scoop up, scoop up, scoop up. All right, now turn around here. Let me explain something to you. The object is to beat the Wizard's Challenge. And for Alpha Mission 2, the Wizard's Challenge is 5,400 points. Meet or beat it in 30 seconds. Bow, and you beat the Wizard. Now, you know the deal. You have 175 points. Of those 175, how many do you want to wager on this guy beating the Game Wizard? Write it down in 3 seconds now. All right, keep it secret. We don't want to know. Pencils down. Turn around. Hands on the controller. Ready? Go! All right, it's starting pretty good. Starting off here, but we've got a lot of points to accumulate before the 30 seconds are up. Looks like one of his men got zapped there.
He's back again.
That fire button going. Zapping things. 5,400 points is what he has to beat or beat in 30 seconds. He's almost there. Time's ticking. He's going to have to hustle. He's going to have to hustle. He's going to have to hustle. And the judge's call is no. He didn't make it. You were close, man. He's like, got right there, but it was just under the wire. All right, hang on a second. Let's see how many points Megan wagered. 30 points. All right, well, that's not really too bad. Head back over there. We'll talk some more. We'll play some more. Head over. I dig that song. All right, hey, Red Team. Chris, you gave it your all, man. You didn't quite beat him. We're going to have to take those 30 points away from you. And unfortunately for you, you lose control of Mikey. For the yellow team, though, bam, you got him. Where do you want to move him to?
Right.
Mikey's heading right.
Right there, B-Brain.
Ooh, bam, right in the face. You know who that is. That's right. The bully got you. You lose control of Mikey. Your points stay the same. Bam, right back to you. Where would you like him to go?
Down.
Down. Down. He's going down. Whoa! 50 bonus points! There you go. Excellent. It is almost like that little video challenge thing never happened. All right, you're up to 195. You still have control. Where to?
Down.
Down. He's going down under again. Ba-ba-ba! You're at the goal. All right, now, here's the scoop. You're at the goal. Yellow team, you get one last chance to try to stump them by picking the category from which I'll ask them a question. Now, if you remember, the categories are, woo, no, you don't know what they are. Well, let me tell you. The categories are, they knew you'd pick this, CD or not CD, now you see it, now you don't, and the next generation. Now, red team, if you get the answer correct, you get 100 points, you get the goal, bam, inside the Beat Out Wizard. Yellow team, if they don't get it, you get the goal by default and 50 points. All right, so it's very critical. Listen up when I ask for your answer. You don't have to buzz in. This is just for you. Yellow team, what category?
The next generation.
The next generation. All right. Very important question for the red team only. In 1991, oh, excuse me, the next generation. By the way, these are fictional children of real people. All right? These are fictional children, and so and your answer would have to say Junior, okay? All right, so just you think of the artist, pop Junior on the end of it. Here we go. In 1991, whose mom played Truth or Dare with movie audiences everywhere?
Madonna Junior.
The music was kicking. You said, say it again.
Madonna Junior.
And I know that that's absolutely right. You got the goal! You got the goal. Hey, listen, for everybody, let's just show them the path they took. All right, and just to reveal everything else here so we can see everything. Look, there were all that stuff that was all around. Hey, listen, red team, you got the goal. You got the 100 points. You're up to 295. Great job. Yellow team, listen, you played. You really went off. You had a great time, and nobody leaves here with nothing. We got some cool stuff. Andrea, tell them what they're taking with them.
British Knights. Makers of BK Ratch Tech with Cyber Glow. BK Ratch Tech, prepare to mutate. And from Willy Wonka, Laffy Taffy, the chewy fruity candy with great tasting flavors and fun in every piece. Taste the magic from the Willy Wonka Candy Factory.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. When we come back, these two through that door to face today's wizard, Murloc. Stick around. It's going to be exciting. I'm here with Megan and Chris, and they are psyched to go inside our video and face today's wizard in the bonus round. Now, you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After you get through the first two, whatever time is left, you'll use to both go in and battle Murloc, today's wizard. Now, for each item you collect, you'll get $50, and for each level you get past, you'll get some great prizes. All right, here is today's challenge. Chris, in level one, you'll have to shut down 3 antimatter reactors in Alien Moon Base. Avoid the steam vents, insectoids, and laser bot. Turn off the main computer to immobilize the aliens and activate the light bridge. Shut down all 3 reactors, and this is what you'll get.
Gibson's Epiphone PR350 guitar, the perfect acoustic guitar for any style of music, used by pros, amateurs, and beginners. From Gibson, USA. Back to you, Phil.
All right, now, in level two, Megan must collect 3 gold coins while on a runaway rail car. Jump and duck to avoid hanging timbers, cactus, tumbleweeds, and rats. Touch the luck stone to restore to full power. Get all 3 coins, and here is what you'll win.
Discover the fun of camping with Eureka Tent and Camp Trails packs. Our tent is storm shield dry and easy to set up. Eureka and Camp Trails make camping easy from the very first step. Back to you, Phil.
And with the time left, you'll both take on Murloc in the wizard level. Catch 3 floating orbs while avoiding dangerous lightning bolts and creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Murloc by catching the 3 orbs and you'll win today's grand prize. Tell them what it is, Andrea.
You'll be going to Universal Studios Florida, home of the Nickelodeon Studios, where you can ride the movies. Live the action of blockbuster movies at the largest motion picture and television studio outside of Hollywood. And you'll stay at the luxurious Peabody Orlando Resort, just minutes from all major attractions. It offers superb accommodations, impeccable service, and the world-famous March of the Peabody Ducks each day. Come join the fun. Good luck in the Video Zone, team.
All right, that is it. That is what you're after. Bam, good luck to you. Pop back in there and do it to the wizard. All right, they're all set. Remember, Chris has to get all three things. All right, Chris is ready. Ready, Chris, go! All right, starting off now. All right, he's got the first circuit breaker. All right, everything is frozen. He's making his way across the light bridge. Bam, he's got 2. Lots of time left, lots of energy left. All right, he's using the strategy of the trap door. Plenty of energy left, plenty of time. Pow, he's got it. All right, Megan, start it. Start it. All right, she's on her way. Boom, that's 1. Plenty of time left. She ducks down. Pow, over. That's 1. All right, plenty of time left. We can get through this round, get the 3 coins, remember? Bam, that's 2. Duck, back the power, rat in the face. Oh, that was a close one. Close one. Ooh, cactus on the feet. Bam, they got it. They're going to the wizard level now. Trying to get Murloc. Down to 9 seconds. 1 orb is down. Ooh, they're crawling. Hurry. All right, they did it. They got it. They got everything. They got the Gibson guitar. They got the camping equipment. Hey, we almost out of time, but they got the grand prize.
Audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios Orlando, Florida.